tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. What? That's what I thought you said.
Your mind, for you are listening to the TagCast Podcast, episode 323. That's right, right?
Yeah.
All right.
You're right. I was letting you just go for it. That was the best introduction I think we've ever had in the history of 2013.
I am Galapagos.
I'm Terry Gile. And we're listening to some John Cage.
An influential composer.
Despite all his rage, he's still just John Milton Cage.
Yeah.
He passed away in 1992. This song is called 23. And I'd never heard any John Cage, and my friend Dave Trinkle and my other friend J.D. Monroe have a new two-man project called the John Cage Fight.
Uh-huh.
And I guess now I understand a little bit more, because it's kind of a ad-lib, make-it-up-as-you-go electronic drum and keyboard thing.
Mm-hmm.
They've even taken some speaking spells, dismantled them, and took the samplers out of them. And I've never got to witness this yet, but it's been happening quite often. Actually, last Friday, they played at the Calipuya Brewing Company.
Wow.
And I heard that it was an awesome show. So, Welcome to your Friday, everybody, at the TagCast Podcast.
Friday!
Anybody who's into avant-garde music and music theory and interdeterminacy of music, if you know what that is.
It reminds me of those, like...
check out John Cage.
You can find them on YouTube. As well, those meditation things, you know, where it's like brain massage. You put on your headphones and it's supposed to massage your brain.
Yeah, this dude was big into Indian philosophy and Zen Buddhism in the late 40s.
Yeah. And, healing through frequencies, something like that, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but I didn't know who John Cage was, so thanks to JD and Dave for making me look that shit up. And we'll just let this play in the background because it's just some ambiance for us for the next 5 minutes or so. Welcome to Friday, you guys. Hope you had a good week. What'd you do all week? Anything? Work, boss is a dick. I'm glad that it finally warmed up a little bit. Last 5 days ago, it was so frozen, I had my car wash frozen up. I had to put...
Oh, no.
I just had to turn it down, you know, turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't break anything. It just doesn't operate when it's
my
below
pool
freezing.
Out in the backyard is frozen.
Cool. Can we go skating after the show?
We can.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, so...
You need any laminated wall hangings for your car wash?
Possibly. Why?
I got some laminated paper ping pong things.
Paper ping pong things? What's
well,
that?
Well, not ping pong things. It's supposed to be two random words, not make sense, but they made sense.
Okay. Some random ding bling ding.
Yeah, I got like full page laminated sheets if you ever need.
Okay.
That used for like do not play on or around equipment kind of signs or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or, you know, I mean, you know, because. You would need waterproof signs out there if you're going to hang something out
there.
For
sure.
Right?
Yeah, like the signs we hang up that say, you know, if you have any problems, please call us.
Yeah.
In parentheses, where it's not even in parentheses because it's just implied, don't bang on the machine because it ate your money. Call the number. So, figuring, you know, this is a it's car wash, self-service, and it's got a little LED readout on the front that says 0000. When you put in a quarter, it says 25.
Mm-hmm.
You continue putting in quarters, and then when it gets to $1.50, it turns to a timer, and it says 5 minutes, and it starts counting down backwards. This is common fodder to any person who's not an idiot. So being lazy and thinking that people are smarter than they are, I didn't put a sign on that said it out of order. I just turned the power off to where there's no lights. There's no zeros.
Yeah.
So if you put in a quarter... It's not going to say that you put in a quarter.
Yeah.
So, I see a lady over there. It's 27 degrees outside.
Ooh. Well, what are you doing?
It's already
27.
I'm trying to get the ice off the windshield, probably. Because they're retarded and they think, oh, it's a car wash. Why would the water be frozen? It's 27 degrees. So, my wife, being the good business owner that she is, goes over there. I just usually walk the other way because I don't want to talk to those people. So, she says, oh, sorry, ma'am. It's frozen up, you know, so even though it's almost above freezing, it might have been 31 or 32 at the time. It when it gets down to deep freeze of 27, it usually, you got to get it up to about 38 or 40 degrees before it thaws out. Yeah. So she tells her, look, it's frozen up. And she's like, oh, well, I put in $1.50. Okay, well, no problem. So we give her back her $1.50. And then later in the day, we get a phone call. And I hear my wife say, oh, this is Dana. Oh, yeah, it's frozen up. And then she gets a weird look on her face. And she goes, well, I'll be right over there with your money. And she hangs up and she's like, fucking prick, don't talk to me like that. And I was like, what'd he say? She's like, he goes, I put $3 in this thing and it's not working. And she goes, oh, it's frozen up. And he goes, oh, it'd be nice if somebody would have told me that. And I just felt like going over there. I go, here, you want to take him his $3 back? You want me to take it? She's like, I'm taking it to him because he was a jerk. And then she comes back and she's like, and he was way nicer when I got over there. He asked me if I was married. I was like, what? And she goes, no, I'm just kidding. He didn't. But she goes, I go, why the fuck would he continue to put $3 worth of quarters into the machine when nothing's happening? Was he going to say, I put in $1.50 and then it didn't work, so I put in another $1.50?
I put in $46 in this machine.
Yeah, so she gets over there and he goes, she gives him back $3 and he gives her back a dollar. He goes, I don't want to do you wrong. He goes, I actually only put $2 in.
Huh.
She goes, I felt like throwing those other four quarters at him. So she put a sign on it that says, I'm turned off because I'm frozen.
Yeah, make a laminated one.
Yeah, you fucking retards. Well, she put it on one of those waterproof paper plates.
Ah!
So that kind of works.
Yeah.
But, yeah, people are dumb. I don't know why people would. I love dumb people to come into my business and pump money into my shit when it's not working.
Yep.
But, obviously, if there's no LED lights on the LED readout, the problem is probably that there's no power supplying
to
fucking shit.
There's no power going on.
Yeah.
Did you notice that Jesse didn't take his Vienna sausage?
I don't think, yeah, it's been sitting here for 2 days.
He
said he doesn't like Vienna sausage and he's...
You want to try one?
No. Didn't you say it reminds you of baby food?
They're kind of nasty.
You know what the main ingredient is, right?
Well, it's...
Mechanically separated chicken parts.
Yeah, it's
pork,
a little tiny.
Pork, water, wheat flour, salt, spices, and sodium erythrobate. You know what erythrobate is?
Worms.
Yep. You just eat those out back. sodium nitrate.
They're probably frozen.
Whoa. You know what the last ingredient is?
Mountain Dew.
Smoke.
Liquid smoke?
Just smoke. Smoke.
They're probably lightly smoked.
But how could you put smoke in it?
I don't know.
It doesn't say that it's smoked.
What's the nutritional value on smoke?
You need 100%. It says 100% of your daily intro smoke. And in France, that's fumé. Fumé.
So I wonder if they got filters on them.
Hey, if anybody can answer this next trivia question, we'll send you out a free can of Vienna sausage from Canada. It's made by Maple Leaf.
Ooh.
The question is, what is... Oh, I already told that. I already told the answer, so I can't do that. Okay, this is for anyone who is listening to the show on Wednesday. How many people playing football died between 2000 and 2005 from physically direct injuries? That's the trivia question.
Wow.
I'll give you a hint. The number is between 20 and 30.
Wow.
So that's a pretty big hint right there. So, and you can score yourself a fucking can of Vienna sausage. It's
You know, you answered that on the last show, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying if you listen to the last show, you'll know the answer.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And yeah, it's okay. I was going to try to give some nutritional facts, but it says they're available upon request.
Wow.
So apparently you have to write to the Maple Leaf Corporation or go to MapleLeaf.com. Thank you, Adrian Bacon, for that prize that you sent us.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. And if nobody wins it, I'll just raffle it away.
I'm going to eat it. I didn't know it had smoke in it. Doesn't say what kind of smoke.
No, I'm going to take some smoke right now.
Yeah, smoke it up.
Smoke it up.
Smoke it up, buddy. So it's Friday night. Let's see.
You need a fight?
Well,
or
Saturday nights.
Or a and a switchblade knife?
Saturday night's all right for fighting, but Friday is not.
Your hair full of grease and your... What looks right?
What song are you singing?
Girls, girls, girls.
Oh, darn it. Dude, I'm sorry. I don't know those guys as well as I should or...
That's fine.
Something.
You ever... I was watching earlier last weekend Escape from New York, and I... Look at that car that they're driving around. It sure awfully looks a lot like the Griswold Mobile.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
A station wagon.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. I thought, what would happen if you combined those two movies? Like you had...
Chevy Chase and Kurt Russell?
Well, you got the Griswolds go to Wally World, where it turns out it's like, now it's a prison. Right?
And they have to escape from vacation.
No, yeah. And then they, and then it's like they take on John Candy. They take him over, and then Snake Plissken or whatever his name is has to go in there and... save the day, and then it becomes like an apocalyptic. Yet, I don't know. Maybe could have like two different camera views, like one of the, you know, all the fires and the destruction, and the other one where it's like, whoa, we're just a happy family, just trying to, you know,
trying to get by.
It up.
Yeah, well,
Rusty shoving popsicles up his nose or pops.
I think we should start soon on writing the script for that, and we could pitch it to somebody. I got a great title. It's called National Lampoon's Escape from Vacation. Starring Kurt Russell and Chevy Chase as two old men who are trapped in a city beyond their control.
I would like to see...
In 1978.
What would happen if... Because this could happen. What if Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn remade Overboard?
I think it would be just what the name implies. It would be Overboard. I know that my friend, our former old lost friend, Pat Wambach, would love it because he loves it.
He's a big fan of Overboard.
He's a big fan of any movie with Kurt and Goldie.
I always told him, I always send him a text, too, whenever I see Overboard on when I'm flipping through the channels because it's usually on the country music channel.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, but, I mean, they could still, that role doesn't require a young couple.
No.
You know,
no.
And I still think they could play just as snappy and just as catty as they were back then, right?
They might as well go the full circle and just do Overboard 2.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, well, no, I said remake.
I thought you just, yeah, I thought
I said
you just
remake.
Yeah.
But yeah, they should do Overboard 2. Like, one of them, maybe they both got hit in the head, and so they both got amnesia, and they didn't know that they knew each other, and then right. It all happens again.
Yeah, like Groundhog's Day.
Yep.
They keep thinking, didn't this already happen? Yeah, speaking of Pat, you know, I don't know if I talked about the fact that I'd sent him some message, or no, the last few messages I got from our good friend Pat, if anybody listened to season one, we used to call him every episode, mm-hmm. and he'd never answer his phone. Well, it's tough to get texts from him even, and so the last time he texted, the time before last, he texted me and said, hey, do you know Derek T's mom's last name? I'm trying to get a hold of her because when I go to Alaska, I want to hang out with the D-man.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't say nothing about me or how's it going.
I got said, that message too.
Okay, so I said her name's Kirk. It's Bill Kirk.
Kirk?
Bill Kirk.
Bill Kirk?
Bill Kirk and Vicky Kirk. That's his mom who married a Kirk. Yeah. They live at the end of Kirk Avenue, even. Why is that funny? Like Captain Kirk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill Kirk.
Bill Kirk?
Yeah.
That's his mom's name?
No, that's his stepdad's name.
Oh.
Vicky Kirk.
Okay,
Vicky
because
Kirk.
Pat asked
I know.
Who his mom was, and you're like, Bill Kirk, and I'm like, Bill Kirk?
Bill Kirk. That's her first name. Bill Kirk. Turl.
All right. Well, there's nothing wrong with Bill Kirk. Okay. I mean, that's kind of a cool name.
Yeah,
I think.
Like William Kirk, like yeah. William Shatner and James T. Kirk mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I said, oh, how are you doing? After I told him, and then nothing. then it gets better. Check it out. A week later, get a message. Hey, buddy, what's Ryan and Kevin been up to? Haven't heard from those guys forever.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't say nothing about me. I said, and this is the tone that I typed it in. Kevin lives in Astoria. Ryan lives in Springfield. Haven't seen either one of them for a long time. How are you doing? Nothing. All he wants to know is about our old friends. He wants to, can you help me get a hold of our old friends?
Oh, man.
But then he redeemed himself somewhat, as I guess he must have been listening to some Griefhammer late on Saturday, the last Saturday night. He texted me. Hey, I'm going to guess who wrote these songs, who wrote the lyrics to these Griefhammer songs, because he's got the CD and it's got the lyrics, right? So he said, Reprise, Hans, What It Is Not, Terry, Endless This, and Killing Yourself, Lance. Wrong, wrong, and wrongity, wrong, wrong. I said, the one you thought was Hans was my song from Perpetual Conversion, and the one you thought was me was Lance, and the one you thought was Lance's was Hans. And you got one partially right, because Killing Yourself was written by Lance, but there was two parts that were written by me. And he's like, come on. I was like, it was pretty close. And then I was like, one out of four is close. And he said, well, in baseball.
That is true.
I guess. 250
is pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't know that was good. But if you're batting 300, batting 500, you're doing awesome.
Yeah.
So then that was about it. And then he actually texted me back and forth for a while. So I was kind of, and then he said, then he texted me a picture of the inside picture of the CD. And he said, when did Hans get all that hair? I said, that was like a year ago. You should see him now. He looks like Vinnie Barbarino or something.
Did I ever go through Pat's top five things that are pissing him off?
No, but that'd be probably good topics for us to talk about.
All right.
These
are as of 12/19.
All right. A new segment for us. This is called What's...
Top five things that everyone's talking about that are pissing Pat off.
What's chafing Pat's taint?
These are almost a month ago, though. So, gun control. Number five, gun control, as if that would help. ...
Okay.
Number four, raising a royal baby. Really, we care. We live in the U.S. and we hate Brits and soccer. ...
Okay. Number three.
Number three, Tim Tebow. Can you please fucking move on to something that matters? Number two, the Survivor season finale. Sorry, boys, but I just slipped my wrists and smiled doing it while throwing up in my mouth a bit. ...
Wow.
And number one, the fucking Lakers. Please kick me in the puss. I don't give a rat's cunt about those douchebags.
Jeez. No wonder he doesn't go out or talk to anybody. He's fucking pissed all the time.
And I replied, time flies when you have a bird cock. I mean, clock. Ha ha.
He does have a bird clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I reminded him that there is a show called Amish Mafia.
What did he say about that?
He thought they were true thugs, and then he told me that he's watching all-day marathon of Project Runway.
With his wife, because she loves that shit.
Yeah, he said, I guess 60 minutes of flamers isn't enough sometimes.
It's better than What Not to Wear,
mm-hmm.
which is what he used to have to watch.
Yeah, and then I told him there was probably more drama on Hardcore Pawn.
Yeah, maybe he can talk her into watching that, because that's a little bit of something mm-hmm. for everybody.
Yeah, and then he asked me where the Super Bowl party was this year. It was his most recent text.
Did you tell him it was in his mouth and everybody was coming?
Oh!
It's a pants
Didn't
party.
Even think of it.
Oh.
Wow.
It's in your mouth. Everybody's coming.
Mm-hmm.
That was from grade school for me. I heard that joke in grade school, and I really didn't know what coming was at the time.
Yeah.
So I didn't really think, why is people going to my mouth to have a party? It's like, dude, everyone's coming in your mouth. I'm like, what does that even mean? I pulled the string from Hans's neck, and it said, what does that even mean? I actually pulled the string from his real neck the other day, and he said something. He played along. He played life-size Hans doll. He's right like, on. What does that even mean? And then the thing hit him in the neck. He gave us permission to make that, as long as he gets 2% of all profits.
Right on.
It's called Hans doll. You can find it at hansdoll.com.
You could get your own. Dave has his own bobblehead.
But where did he get it?
It was in Vegas. I think you could send in your picture and they'll make you one for like $100.
$100? Is it worth it to have a fucking thing for $100?
It depends on how much you enjoy bobblehead dolls. I guess if you're a sports fan and you collect a lot of bobblehead dolls, you'd probably think it would be kind of novelty to have your own head on a bobblehead doll.
Hell yeah,
doll.
Like Dwight
Schrute.
But
if you're not big into bobblehead dolls, I mean, why would you even do it?
But like if you gave your kid a bobblehead of you, that would be pretty awesome.
Dude, I remember a friend of mine. He was a small child at the time. But his parents got him one of those big dolls that, like, you put your picture on. You know what I'm talking about? You get your picture and plant it on a doll, and it was as tall as him. And it was weird, though, when it would be sitting on the couch, and then it would just be like, it was sitting there, and then he would like run by, and you'd be like, what, huh?
You could probably like fool your parents and shit.
Yeah,
you like could. If you wanted to sneak out,
mm-hmm.
you could just put your doll in your bed.
Yeah, it was weird too, but it was like I totally had a 2D face, you know, that was painted on to just a head. So it was even.
That's amazing.
Those prints when they just take your picture and then put it on a shirt or
right.
whatever.
Some of the 3D art, though, these days, in today's day and age, is fucking amazing. Like, I've never seen them in person, but I've seen a lot of pictures on Facebook of those 3D sidewalk art.
Oh, yeah.
I saw one the other day that looked like an alligator or a dinosaur or something, and the lady was, like, on the sidewalk in a certain spot straddling it,
mm-hmm.
and there was, like, a fake wall... It trips me out. It looks fucking photoshopped.
It's like, but it almost seems like you'd have to be at the perfect angle, right?
You'd think, yeah.
Like there'd have to be like an X where you just stand. This is where this art is meant to be viewed at,
right? But still,
I'd like to see one in person. That'd be cool.
Yeah, they got those ones that look like there's a big hole in the sidewalk, mm-hmm. and they're standing on the edge of a ledge or something like
Isn't that. That's the same basic art that's on your arm, though, right?
Kind of,
as far
yeah.
as like you
yeah,
know, like
you
underneath
like you
your skin,
yeah,
and,
for sure.
And so you know, it's all the shadow technique and kind of stuff like that, right?
Yep. And I've tried. You know, I used to. Everybody probably tries to dabble in drawing and art
mm-hmm.
and stuff
yeah.
like that. And I have. And
everybody scribbles.
I just feel like yeah, that's what mine are, scribbles. And some people art is in the eye of the beholder. I
yep.
guess.
For sure.
The person who's looking at it is the one who's going to decide if that's. An awesome work of art. It's just like looking at anything or listening to your own band or listening to your own comedy act. You're like,
mm-hmm.
that was not funny. I should have did this thing.
Right, you're going to always be your worst critic.
But I remember when I first learned how to draw the 3D box.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that was awesome.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe. I was like, wow, that actually looks like a box.
And then that becomes like one of your staple scribbles, you know?
Yeah.
Like when you're just noodling around on the phone waiting for...
I can draw a box that looks like a 3D cube. Mm-hmm. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
Ripped it in half. Skibbled it now.
And then if you like stare at it and you can twist your eyes and make it flip, you know what I'm saying? Like the front becomes the back.
Oh, yeah. Flip. Flip. Flippity flip. Oh, yeah.
Well,
God.
I mean, I've posted some of my scribbles recently, you know?
Yeah.
They are what they are.
They is what they is.
Did you see any of them?
I saw Name This Character.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few. I posted like seven, but only a
couple.
And
wasn't
the
guy with his mustache eating bacon? Didn't you draw that too for the bacon postcard?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it was very similar art style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It looks, it reminds me of cartoonish. Like,
yeah.
Like one of those scribbly cartoons. Like,
yeah.
And there's a lot of them that even get published in the papers that are just like, you like, ah, that's not even that good of a drawing. But he's got an idea and a premise and a full strip, so he's in the paper.
Yeah. Hagar, they're horrible. And there was some, remember, like, with the Sunday paper? Well, I'm sure they still have them. But what are some of those boring-ass cartoons? Remember
Rex
those?
Morgan.
Rex Morgan, or what about Prince Valiant?
Yeah.
The Sunday one.
It was never funny.
It was never funny, but it was...
It was like a soap opera.
It was. It had been going on with the same storyline, I think, for like 50 years, so how would you even know what the fuck is going on?
The other one was Judge something, wasn't it? There was Rex Morgan and Prince Valiant.
Judge Rex or Judge Judy.
And then, like, you'd at least think that something funny would happen, but...
Yeah. Well, they were always very elaborately drawn. But I don't know. I wonder if you could get, like, the Prince Valiant complete collection so you could actually read what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be that interested.
Nah.
I always tried.
Cartoons?
I'd want more comics than what there was.
Comics that have a 4 or 5 panel, that's their whole thing. They need to have the whole storyline encapsulated in that 4 or 5 panels,
oh,
I
man.
Think.
And it's tough.
How can you? It's got to be like a one-liner joke, like the Family Circus or
Garfield,
Ernest and Frank and Ernest.
Mm-hmm.
Those are kind of funny sometimes.
The one panel.
Yeah, one panel. Or Bizarro.
Yep.
Bizarro's a good one.
Marmaduke.
Yeah. I used to read a lot of Dennis the Menace books when I was a kid as a comic.
I was a big fan of Archie. Archie.
Yeah,
Dark
I had
Head
a lot
series.
Of the Archie books, and they had like puzzle parts, and then they had like, I think that was all part of Mad Magazine too, wasn't it? The same people who drew for Mad Magazine drew Archie. Is that not true?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Any of you listeners out there know anything? Comic geeks?
The Mad and Cracked were great.
I love the fold-up back cover of Cracked. It always said something clever, and you'd try to figure out what it said before you folded it.
Yep.
It said some big, long, drawn-out thing. Excuse me while I clear my throat. Hey, I was beginning to think I was going to forget completely, but I forgot on Monday to mention it. I forgot on Wednesday to mention it, so I'll mention it now. It'll be on plugs, so you've heard about the plugs if you listened to the last 2 days' shows. It's coming up in a couple months away, Pajama People, which we like to talk about. They're going to be playing at Cosmic Pizza in Eugene. It's a Wednesday night because it's a kickoff of their West Coast tour. They're going up to Portland, Seattle, and Bellingham. And then I don't know if that's going to be the whole thing for now. Just a little West Coast stint. And lucky me, I get to set in with them for a couple songs on the bass guitar.
That's awesome.
So I'm going to be playing Cosmic Debris at Cosmic Pizza with Pajama People. The Pajama Pizza.
The Pajama Pizza.
Cosmic Debris.
They should have a special pizza for them that night.
The Frank Zappa Pizza. Zappizza.
The Pajama Pizza.
Pajama pizza.
Mm-hmm. What could you do? You could cut pepperonis in the slice or in the shape of pajamas.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And while this is a local band, so it's not really a huge deal, did I mention Ike Willis will be playing in the band?
It's awesome.
Ike Willis. So the guy that I gathered around the radio with my family as an 11-year-old kid to listen to an album of Joe's Garage, I'll be playing in a band with him.
That's crazy, dude.
I know. I can't believe it. And you know, I don't know if I told this to anybody, but the way that the drummer of Pajama People got his foot in the door when he lived in Philadelphia was he kept pestering, like I did, this Frank Zappa tribute band, and they didn't need anybody. They didn't need a drummer. But he goes, I can play percussion. There's lots of weird noises and like whoosh, and tambourines and gongs and stuff. maybe I could just set in on a couple songs. So he sets in on a couple songs, and then he keeps setting in, doing local gigs, and then next thing you know, they need a drummer, and he's already, like, good friends with all the guys and knows all the songs and has proven himself as a musician. So then all of a sudden, he's on tour, and they toured the whole U.S. as Object Project, or Project Object, which mm-hmm. was a Zappa album, but it's also a Zappy tribute band, which features legitimate full-time members of the Zappa clan, like Napoleon Murphy Brock. And I think now, since he started doing that, he was 40. He said, don't ever give up. He goes, I was 40 before I ever toured the U.S. But now awesome. He has played with over 14 alumni members of Zappa's band.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so my phone keeps making noise because it's dying. I should just turn that piece
it's
of shit
dying.
Off. Or I could plug it in. That would make it stop doing that. So, yeah, if you guys are anywhere near Eugene on March 27th, please come out to Cosmic Pizza and check out Pajama People. Mm-hmm. They're going to put on an awesome show, and I'm
going
to say,
you know what songs you're going to play with them?
I'm
going
to do two. Cosmic Debris is one for sure, which I jammed with those guys, and he said he's going to get me the master set list once they get it
Cosmic
compiled.
Cosmic Debris,
yeah, once they get the set list compiled, maybe I'll probably either do the song before or after that so I don't have mm-hmm. to come up twice. I mentioned mm-hmm. a couple songs that I would like to do if they could maybe arrange the set list where those songs are back-to-back. I would love to do Montana or Carolina Hardcore Ecstasy, both two of my favorites as far as bass playing, and they're pretty easy as far as some of Zappa's songs are, to where I don't have to worry about making a fool of myself.
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of stoked to hear that they got a guy from a band called The Squirrels. It's a Seattle band called The Squirrels. Their bass player will be doing this run. Obviously must be an awesome musician if he can just learn all those Frank Zappa songs. And I told him, you know, Andrew's not moving up right now. They said they're still trying to get him to. And I said, well, please keep me in mind if the dude from The Squirrels isn't available and you know, doing a West Coast
sure.
tour. And he said, oh, you're definitely on the list. Smiley face. So I think I got a good chance of, I don't know, if just jamming with him once will be enough for me.
Heck yeah, man.
Like Dano quoted when he met the dude from Slayer, it'd be like my oil or his rock boner was pointing for oil or something like that. I can't remember what he said, but
that's fucking hilarious.
Yes. And while I'm thinking of that, maybe we should run a little plug here for our call line hotline. It's 541-791 what is it? Six tag. And as I mentioned on Wednesday's episode, no, I don't even think I mentioned it on Wednesday's because we had Jesse Priest in the house. I'm going to try to find Dano's other Slayer call.
All right. I'm going to throw out a quick shout out for if you like bacon, go to flyjelly.com. That's all.
Have you ever tried fly jelly on bacon?
No.
When I hear the word fly jelly, I think of that stuff that's in the fly strips when you pull
Ooh.
It apart and that's kind of jelly.
Uh-huh.
That stuff's tasty.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever tasted it. I didn't do my research.
I got it stuck in my hair the
I
other
hope
day.
This is, really?
Yeah.
Fly jelly in the hair is no good. I hope this is the right call. I'm going to see.
Hey, what's up? Animal here.
Yep.
Second.
God, I'm good.
Favorite Slayer story.
From the Atheark, it's Dano.
What dates back, it was Anaheim. It was the Grove at Anaheim. It was Typo Negative, Hate Breed. Shit. I want to say 3 inches of blood. I could be mistaken. No, none of you geeks out there fucking shoot me for that one.
Those geeks.
But yeah, it was a co-headlining tour. Maybe Lamb of God was on it. I can't fucking remember. All I know is that me and Aaron had the mobile stage. No, we didn't have the mobile stage. Scratch that. All right, here we go. So all I remember is that me and Aaron were setting up our equipment with generators on the floors of parking lots and venues.
Great idea, by the way.
And playing after shows were getting out. So we took the Hatebreed dates and we started doing it for that. Well, it was Anaheim. We set up our equipment in the parking lot of Angel Stadium. We had a little help from this guy named the producer. who had this guy with an RV that had some floodlights on his outside of his RV.
Is that a name?
So he put him on like a spotlight. Well, we start playing, and the cops finally show up. And there's a helicopter pointing a fucking eye in the sky thing on us.
Awesome.
Me and Aaron are flipping out. We're not stopping playing. I think that one you can find on YouTube. You're going to have to do some searching. If not, if you got the first DVD we ever put out, it's on there. Well, years later, flash forward, we start playing Mayhem Fest, and we start knowing all the roadies. They go, one of these roadies one night goes, dude, I know who you guys are. You're that band that used to set up in the parking lot with generators. He goes, I got a funny story for you. And I've been waiting to tell you guys this, but I never knew that I was going to run into you guys again. So he continues to tell us a story about how the Atheists were playing Angel of Death at the time, because we didn't know Rain of Blood yet. The only cover that we could do was Angel of Death, which we just hacked together and beat the shit. And Terry King.
What the fuck?
So anyway, so Terry King's hanging backstage at this function, and the guy Mikey P. Who
the producer,
the roadie we were talking to, was telling the story and was with him. So all of a sudden, Mikey D looks over at Kerry King while this two-piece band is playing in the parking lot playing some Slayer. Kerry King stops dead in his tracks with a red solo cup in his hand. He tilts his head to the side, and then he looks up and he looks at Mikey D and he goes, "Pretty good." So that's the story we got. And then he drinks his red solo cup, and then he starts continuing to trash.
Red solo cup.
I never laughed so hard
in my
life. It's a
country song.
Yeah.
Like, here's this roadie that has a sincere look on his face. Technician, by the way, excuse me, not roadie. Technician. And he's telling this story like, dude, you guys would never believe it. Like, you guys pretty much got the dubbing of Dub Knighted in metal by Gary King at that moment. So for two guys pulling that shit off, that was pretty cool. But hearing that with those two Slayer stories, you guys enjoy, and good luck topping that. If you can top it, well, then you know what? You fucking win. You goddamn poser. If you're not listening to this podcast, you're probably going to get yourself some kind of staph infection on the inside of your thigh and think it's herpes and try to pop it yourself and be in for a world of pain. Listen to the entire podcast because it's staff free.
Staff free. That's a new quote. Listen, and we've officially changed the name to Tag Podcast. The Tag Podcast. That's a Seth called us that when I did my comedy show in Eugene. It's a Tag Pod. It's a Tag Cast Podcast. Tag Podcast. Tag Cast. Tag Pod.
Tag.
Cod Pod. Cod Piece. The Cod Piece Tag Cast. The Cod Piece Podcast.
Terry and Gatch comedy show.
Yeah. Tag comedy
tags,
show.
Taxis.
It's a tag team comedy show. I was going to tell Jesse when he was there on Wednesday, because we tried to get Will Woodruff in here, but he has no vehicle. His horse is broken. And his knight, because he's a big chess player. I forgot to tell Jesse. Jesse, if you're listening to this show, which I doubt you are, you'll probably just listen to Wednesday's episode. But you could always double team at the tag team. Tag team podcast, because we've had Seth and Josh do that. It's great because you kind of play off each other and you can just be on two episodes with both of you sharing the duties of interviewee and podcastee. So there's that. Anybody wants to be on the show, contact us.
Yeah.
We will decide whether you are worthy or not to come on our show.
I think if anybody sends any letters to a P.O. box... They should add an extra O.
Why? So it's a P-O-O box?
Yeah, they should address it to Poo Box.
Poobox.com.
Because it's still going to get there, you know, but it's like...
But then the mail person...
Somebody's going to chuckle.
They're going to get a little laugh.
Yeah, somebody's going to chuckle. Poo Box. Ah!
It's good to give someone a little chuckle when they're maybe probably having a bad day. You know, like working in a post office is kind of stressful. People freak out and shoot people.
Not everybody's staff free.
No. Some people have to employ a large staff just to get the job done. Hey, here's a good time as any is for some crazy Floridian stories. I didn't even know there was a place called Marathon, Florida.
Wow.
But there is, and authorities there say a man who called the sheriff's office to complain about his neighbors was arrested for possession of almost 4 ounces of pot. He called the cops, right? He's 77 years old. He lives in an RV park, which is where a lot of people live, I think, in Florida.
Yeah.
A lot of retired people in their RVs. Neighbors complained about a large number of cars coming and going from his home, and they said they suspected him of selling drugs. When the deputy left there, there was no answer. However, the deputy returned about an hour later when that same dude called the cops to complain about his neighbors taking pictures of the cars visiting his home. So his neighbors called the cops. The cops came. No one was home. Then the neighbors are, like, still pissed, so they're taking pictures of the activity that's going on. So he calls the cops to say, hey, these people are taking pictures. So then they get there. And when they ask him about all the cars that are coming and going, he said that he had a lot of friends and that his 51-year-old son, who was sitting on the front steps, consented to a search of the home. And then they found marijuana in several plastic bags along with a scale, which he's busted for distribution. And they said his son had no knowledge of the sales. But they also see.
The guy was 77?
71.
71?
Oh, no, you're right. 77. Sorry.
They busted him for selling weed.
Yeah, and he had.
To distribute?
He had $1,363 in cash that was suspected to be proceeds from the marijuana sales. And I guess probably to
that
keep his.
That cannot be because no one would buy $3 worth of weed.
Well, if you do six times, it'd work out sometime, wouldn't it? Some people do buy $3 worth. It's called a tray sack. $3. It's like a dub
well,
sack.
You don't put that in a sack. It's just like bring your pipe over and I'll put something in there.
Yeah, can I have a bong hit? Like, it's a bong hit for $3.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that he's probably lying to keep his 51-year-old son out of trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that. I could see that.
But they still charged his son with possession of marijuana.
Because
he lives in the house.
Leave those people alone.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
They're just trying to keep the RV park filled up with weed.
Yeah.
So people will be mellow and, like, not get drunk and shoot up the trailer park.
And end up on Cops.
Yeah. Cops, bebops, boops, bops. I wonder if we can get Carl. I was thinking about trying to get Drew from the Donkey Show to come on our show.
Oh, right on.
I don't know if he's too busy or if we'd have to compensate him for it because he's a professional radio personality and everything. But, you know, Carl did it.
Well, we got a can of Vienna sausage right here. Oh, wait, we might be giving that away.
We might be giving that away if anybody can answer the trivia question. But I know you don't want to part with your turd.
No.
But anyway, yeah, I wanted to make a little what do you call it? It's not premature because it's already
pre-screen interview.
It's going to happen for sure, so it's not premature. But I wanted to share some news with you guys. I was talking with Drew at the Donkey Gong Comedy, and I don't know if anyone listens to the Donkey Show, but usually on Wednesdays or some days, a couple days out of the week, he brings local comedians on the Donkey Show, like Chris Castles and Mac Chase and Andy Bradwin. So I approached him and said, hey, I was just wondering how you go about getting on your show, because, I mean, those guys are on there, and well, I'm a comedian, too, in the same league as them, right? And he's like, yeah, totally. You just have to ask. I was like, oh, can I be on your show? And he's like, yeah. And so then I messaged him, and he didn't get back to me. And then I bug. Persistence. And so, yeah, he said he's going to have me come on in the next week or two and sit in so I can see how they do things there and stuff. I think he forgot that I used to go on The Edge when Carl used to run the local metal show. But so, yeah, I think within a couple weeks, you listeners might be able to check me out on The Donkey Show from 4 to 6, talking with Drew and Marcus. And so that'll be fun.
Yeah,
he's helping me out with my radio aspirations. So it helps with who you know,
and
sometimes who you blow.
Hey, yeah.
But don't tell Drew's wife because that's just fucking gross. Not his wife. His wife's hot, but it's just gross to know that I sucked him off to get on the radio. But I
what's in what's in Hans's Vienna sausage player?
You should see it, dude. Have you ever seen his Vienna sausage player? dude, it's this weird thing, and where the arm for the turntable is, it's a Vienna sausage.
Yeah.
And then he's got like a little sliver of Vienna sausage that comes down onto this round platter of Vienna sausages.
Uh-huh.
And then when you play it, it just plays this weird German song. Yeah, and then it sounds like baby food.
I think I've heard that song. It's called Du Hans.
Du Hans, yes.
What's in Hans, the city?
Hans, please take a picture of your Vienna sausage player.
We're going to find out today.
Hans!
What's in Hans's CD player?
Hans!
What's in Hans's CD player?
Hans!
What's in Hans's CD player?
I like to call him Hansy.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if anybody, if people listen to this and just wonder what the fuck we're talking about.
Who the fuck's Hans? Every few episodes, we like to tell you who Hans is.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guitar player from a band called Griefhammer currently. Mm-hmm. World-renowned rockers. They play about 4 shows a year and release 1 album every 4 years. But anyway, he used to play for Victims of Internal Decay. He also is a high-tech computer automated drafter.
That stuff's top secret, though. You can't talk about that, though.
Yeah, well, he's hardcore. All I'm saying is don't mess with him or talk shit about him on the streets because you just don't know who's backing up Hans. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm not even going to tell you his last name. You'll have to buy a Griefhammer CD and look on there.
I want to know if Hans watched Breakin' and Breakin' 2 within the first... did he watch them in the theater?
Was that in the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
I highly doubt it.
Well, you never know.
He'd already turned into a death metal troll or a punk rock crazy dude by that time. What year did Breakin' come out? 88? 86?
No, it was before 82? That. It was 83? Probably like 83 and 85.
He was already into, like, Behemoth. No, not Behemoth. Buzz. No, wait. Who's that other band? Burzum. He was listening to Burzum and...
In 85?
Mayhem.
Well, I guess... All right. Yeah, okay. I guess I was, like, 9 at
he
the
made
time,
a deal so with Old Scratch. Like, he made a deal with Old Scratch a long time ago.
That makes sense, though. I mean, I guess he would have been a teen, you know, high school, right?
Yeah, and because of the fact that... Right. Hans,
well, he ain't watching
which I like to call him as far as like a code name so people don't know his real name. I call him Arthur Hansarelli, like the Hans. And because he has as much clout as he does, he can listen to stuff like the stuff that's in his CD player today, which I doubt that you will ever guess because it's a kind of, it's a move to, it's a right turn, I guess, from the Wednesdays.
All right, wait.
This is a song. This is an album that has at least 5 songs that you'll hear on classic rock radio within a week.
Oh, well,
there's also songs from this album that are on weekly major television network series.
Oh, then you got to be talking about the Who's Next.
Yeah, I love it that my clues triggered you and that you're smart enough to know that Hans is listening to an album that has 4 dudes pissing on a barn.
Yeah, dude. Well, that's probably my favorite Who album.
We mentioned it just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Maybe the fact that we mentioned it is why he picked
it
up.
I'm not a big fan of the... Did we talk about the... I'm not a big fan of the Bye Bye O'Reilly.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, but at the same time...
What about Won't Get Fooled Again?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. I love the Entwistle songs, My Wife.
Entwistle songs are awesome. My Wife and Bargain.
Uh-huh.
And, Limp Bizkit kind of killed the Behind Blue Eyes, didn't they?
Yeah, but Hans doesn't know about that. Hans, you know that band that has that fucking dickhead with the red cap turned around backwards, and they did George Michael, and they sang about doing it all for the Nookie? Come on, the Nookie. Yeah, you can take that cookie and stick it up your yayo. There's a band called Limp Bizkit, and they redid Behind Blue Eyes, and they totally annihilated it.
They did. It was horrible.
The singing on it is bad, and then it goes into like a... and robot words in the background of some weird fucking... It's terrible. It's terrible. I've actually had people come to karaoke where I was hosting... and ask for the Limp Bizkit version.
Oh, you'd have to say you don't have it.
I didn't. I obliged because I'm a good host. I only tell people I don't have Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow's picture. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any Nickelback anymore.
Both Breakin' and Breakin' 2 came out in 1984.
Wow. So, yeah, Hans was already committed to Satan at that point.
Yeah. All right.
But
well,
that can
enough.
Afford him the fact that he can listen to The Who and get away with it.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, was listening to a DRI cassette, one of the cassettes that I have that I don't have the CD of. It's called Four of a Kind. And Jesse Priest was just here on Wednesday, and he likes DRI, and I think I saw him with that shirt on before. So that was a that should have been on my cassette deck the other day. But it's got some great songs on it. It's from 1988. I'm sure Hans likes that CD. You should dig that out. It's got Dead in a Ditch on it, Hans.
Nice.
Dead in a Ditch.
Hmm.
That's a band.
I never heard the Live at Leeds, though.
I
always heard that was a Who staple album.
Yeah, I had it my parents had it when I was a kid.
But I'm not really usually that
big. You want to borrow it?
On live albums.
I got the CD.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. I like
it's pretty good. It's for live. It's pretty good.
Hold on.
I was raised in Leeds. Well, my dad was.
Really?
No. I was watching the Todd Margaret.
Oh,
did you ever watch that show?
Yeah.
It's just funny to watch, even though you've seen him. You can just pick any random episode off Netflix and watch it. It's just hilarious.
So offbeat, but it is. It is.
He's such a liar. He's always like telling
David Cross.
It's
a perfect vehicle for him.
Yeah, it runs well.
Much like Lie to Me, another Netflix.
I watched when that first came out. My dad used to watch it, and I watched a few of those, and it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, good vehicle for Tim Roth to be driving. I thought.
I watched.
You know, it's kind of he plays the dry guy.
Yeah, and he speaks with no accent, or does he use an accent? I can't remember because he has an accent.
Slight.
Yeah. He tries to cover it, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like in Reservoir Dogs. I just watched that again because it was just on the HBO weekend. Uh-huh. And there's nothing like having a good movie like that going in the background when you're doing something. And his scenes in that are awesome. I love Tim Roth.
I was
looking at characters, trying to find characters that I could do impressions of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could ever do Tim Roth. He just like, I don't know.
Well, if you did, you got to start with the "This Is a Robbery," right? You
got to
start with that one, right? Because this is the most animated. You get probably the most bang out of your buck for that one.
Yeah,
and then you could probably go to more subtle ones. But I think a lot of it's just in his movements, you know, because he doesn't say a lot,
right?
But he does say a lot with like his squints, kind of his like shuffling around. Kind of movements.
Yeah, or like at the beginning of Reservoir Dogs when he's shot. And he's like, I'm fucking dying.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fucking, dying.
Yeah.
And he's like, are you a doctor? Harvey Keitel's excuse me, are you a doctor? No?
Yeah.
Well, how do you know you're dying? You're going to be just fine, buddy. We're going to get you help. I'm fucking dying. That's my best Tim Roth.
I found a new genre of YouTube videos I didn't know existed.
Oh, shit.
Dane Cook Gets.
I saw that you'd posted some of those, but I didn't click on them.
Yeah, it's Lego stuff, though. It's Lego animated Dane Cook, apparently one of the pirates of the Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean Lego set had some, like, shady bearded guy, and you can, you know, people put them together to make a Dane Cook Lego character, and then they like make him get sick. Dane Cook gets sicked on by the exorcist lady.
Whoa.
And then people make that out of Lego and clay and, you know, just do all
I've
they
been can seeing
to.
All the Trailer Park Boys Legos.
Yeah.
I haven't
watched too many of those. I love the Lego videos, though.
Well, none of them are videos.
They're just
pictures.
Oh.
There's a site called Trailer Park Boys Legos.
Uh-huh.
It's a Facebook page.
Yeah.
And it just has like Ricky and Julian, and they'll put a caption. Like they'll set up the Legos to depict a scene from
Yeah.
I don't even know if they're real. They must be. I saw them on the internet.
Mm-hmm. I saw Dane Cook get picked apart. He had his head popped off, and then his head was thrown into a bucket of Lego heads.
I'd never seen
a bucket of Lego heads, but there's like 300 Lego heads all in this.
I'd like to see that in real life. Not that I don't know. I just, Dane Cook, I don't hate him.
Yeah. Did you ever do that nursery rhyme when you were a kid? Mama had a baby and its head popped off and you'd like do the daisy plop.
Yeah.
See how far you can hit it. I'd stick those with the stem still on them in a daisy BB gun. and we'd shoot them at each other.
That's dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, people used to have fucking BB gun wars, man.
It's like, who is it? I think someone's at the door. Hey, yeah. It's like lawn darts, dude. Those things are fucking dangerous as hell.
Yeah. I heard somebody locally had an accident with lawn darts as a child. And, like, I was just making a joke, just random pulling out lawn dart reference.
You're like, I totally got one stuck in my head.
Yeah, and they had, I don't know what kind of accident. I didn't go into it because I was like, whoa, that's pretty harsh.
It is pretty harsh.
Yeah.
That's pretty harsh. Speaking of harsh.
That would suck.
I'm going to try not to cough too much. But you know the fact that marijuana is legal now, did you ever entertain the idea that once it becomes available that they would have, like, unattended vending machines that would be like a red box, like a green box?
I never really thought that would happen because it just seems like if you had a vending machine full of $25 candy bars unattended, how long is that going to be before it's broken glass?
That's true, but if they have it like all boarded up like they do at the rest areas or something like that, you know.
That's true, but still, I mean, you just have people sitting there trying for hours.
Well, check this out. Just last week up in Olympia, a California company is offering Washington State's Liquor Control Board help in creating machines to dispense marijuana. That's going to be called, MedBox.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, MedBox, a company specializing in automated dispensing machines for medicine. They contacted the Liquor Control Board in December after Washington and Colorado legalized possession of up to an ounce of marijuana for recreational use for adults over the age of 21. So they want to help create a marijuana retail program.
But where are they going to put these boxes? Because I can't imagine any businesses wanting that kind of traffic in front of their stores, like in the middle of the night.
This actually, as I read further, it says the spokesperson for the board says that marijuana would not be dispensed from the vending machines. He says the reality of the way the law reads, only a licensed retail outlet can sell marijuana. That pretty much prevents any corner vending machines. The chief executive officer of MedBox wrote to the board that the machines would not be used by members of the public. I want to completely be clear that in Washington, these machines would be located behind a counter inside a retail outlet where it would be operated by a dedicated technician. I guess that way the people who are using it can't.
You're pre-bagging it and you're putting in a vending machine and you could have somebody just go, oh, I want that. Bleep.
Yeah, so there will be no direct customer contact with the machine.
Yeah, and I'd be for it even if it was like inside a coffee smoke place too. You know?
Right, that way you could have it in a regular store to where a dude from the local dispensary would come in with all of his weed and he'd open it up and he'd fill it up and he'd take the money out and he'd fill it up and then he'd come back in a week or whenever it got empty and then the employees would just operate the vending machine by putting...
It's streamlining distribution.
Yeah, that way the people in the store who are working at wherever, Kmart, where they sell it at Kmart, Costco, wherever, get your weed here with the beer. But we have to have a technician here to run the box.
Yeah, I could see it in a pharmacy, right? In like a Target pharmacy?
Yeah, or Safeway.
That'd be weird, though. I'm going to Target to buy your weed.
Hey, check out this new Target weed I got.
Yeah.
It's called Target.
I saw a picture of Target, Sara Lee pie at Target.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. It was a pie. You know how much it cost?
$7.95?
No, it was a pie. You know how much it cost?
$3.18.
Yeah, $3.14. Yeah.
Oh, I was close, huh?
Yeah.
It was a pie.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That's a true story?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I saw the picture on the internet, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, nobody could have photoshopped that, right? No way.
I said, well played, Target, well played.
And then another meme was born.
Oh,
fucking memes. I'm going to start another website called Memes Are Dumb.
Memes Are Dumb.
Yeah. And you know how many people die from memes every year?
Everybody that reads a meme will die.
Yep. That's the same as sports fans. 100% of people who like sports will die.
yep.
at some point in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's undetermined when they'll even die. That's the scary thing about it.
I know. You never even know it could come at any time.
It's not like cancer where you get it and you're just like, oh, I'm sick for 8 months. Yeah. I'm going to die in 8 months.
Yeah.
If you're a sports fan, you could just die at any time. That's scary. It's pretty scary.
If you could know, would you want to know?
If I wasn't sick and I just knew when I was going to die?
Yeah.
You're going to die on February 18th, 2027. It's going to be a tragic accident, but you won't see it coming. Man, that day I just stay inside all day.
Well, what if they didn't tell you how it happened?
Oh, man.
You just knew the day.
That'd be weird. I wonder if you...
It would be.
It'd be better to know the time, because at 12:01 you'd be going, fuck, I'm going to die today.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
Well, then you'd be like counting down to that minute, man. That'd be...
The day before, I'd probably like rob a bank and rape a girl. No, just kidding.
Yeah, but you could, but you would still be living through that day because it would be predetermined that you would live to that time.
Yeah, I'd go to court. They'd throw me in jail.
Even if you like went a week before and you got shot in the head, you'd probably be like in a coma.
You'd live until that time. Yeah. I would just, because no one else would know the day except for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you being so crazy? Well, I don't know. Everybody's going to die sometime.
I
might die tomorrow.
What are you talking about? Why are you saying that? Why? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Why am I?
Yeah, then that trip people out, and then you wouldn't even,
You better say goodbye to me and be nice. It might be the last time you see me.
What are you talking about? What do you
mean? I don't know. I could be hit crossing the street, yo.
I could be hit by somebody's bicycle tomorrow, and it would snap off my toe, but somehow I'd bleed to death. Why would you bring up something so random? That's how it's going to happen.
I don't know. I could die from smoke inhalation.
I could die from smoke from Vienna sausage.
In case you guys didn't know it, the last ingredient in Vienna sausage is smoke.
Yep, and there is actually no Vienna in it.
It's misleading. Mm-hmm. I don't even think there's sausage in it.
Mm-hmm. You know what they mean by Vienna? Isn't Vienna where you go and you take those boat rides down the turd canals?
That was Venice.
Oh.
Isn't that Italy?
Yeah. Maybe it's something totally different. Yeah, that's Venice sausage, where they dig out the turds from those and then put them in formaldehyde.
Venice sausage?
Yeah.
That's like a play on words.
Venice sausage.
So next week we'll be giving away 3 cans of Venice sausage. Not to be confused with the Venice, California sausage, which are those fucking muscle heads that work out on the beach. They've got sausage. They got sausage on their neck. Like,
yeah, they do.
Got a neck Venice sausage. Which way to the beach?
18 packs of the Bar S sausages.
Which way to the beach? You're looking at me with your fucking Christmas ham of a neck? Come back here, you fucking Venice sausage. So that's a good way to get your ass kicked the next time you go to California. Head down to Muscle Beach in Venice and say, hey, you fucking Venice sausage, what do you think you are, a tough guy?
Yeah, let me put you in some formaldehyde.
I fucking eat pieces of hot dog like you for breakfast.
Like you eat pieces of hot dog for breakfast?
It's nasty.
Sometimes when I have a hangover. So you got any other information that you would like to put out before this Friday Information Fest wraps up?
I got nothing.
What are you doing this weekend? You gonna go to the Dixie?
What's going on with the Dixie?
There's some bands playing, but they don't really sound like they're to our liking. When I say the bands, I'd like to say it. The Crooked River Ramblers, Abandoned Shoe, and the Milestones.
Is it a country night?
Sounds like it. I shouldn't be so fucking judgmental by judging a book by its cover. But with the Crooked River Ramblers, man. What about tonight? You going to go try to bone Paula Poundstone? She's in Eugene tonight.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Let's go
really?
Bone her. Yeah, let's go bone her.
Fuck yeah, man.
Let's go bone
I could dress up like a 13-year-old chick.
Is that what she likes?
Yeah, dude.
Is she a lesbian?
Mm-hmm. She got busted for fucking being with a 13-year-old girl.
I do not know. I hate when I say I do not know that, but that's when I'm flabbergasted and I can't talk.
That's why she disappeared, dude.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she got a lot of heat for that.
Well, then I guess Monday we'll be talking about Paula Poundstone and her sexcapades.
Yeah.
So that's sexual escapades to anybody who doesn't know what I'm talking about, because I'm going to go down to Eugene tonight and try to bait her into having sex with an underage girl.
There's always the ice sexapades, too.
Is that where they, yeah, that's sex on ice.
Yep.
That's necrophilia.
That's what they call love on the rocks.
Poundstone. What kind of a name is that anyway?
You know, she was very popular because of her pop tart.
What?
Bit.
Oh, yeah. She had a, I thought she had like a blue waffle.
Oh,
she was always real popular because of her pop tart. It was a raspberry pop tart. But it tasted like chicken. So, yeah, if you guys are looking to get your funny bone tickled or your daughter molested, go down to the McDonald Theater tonight and check out Paula Poundstone. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know what's going on, just listen after the episode. We're going to have a full list of plugs.
Or just go down and onto YouTube and check out her...
her blue waffle.
Her Pop-Tart act.
Is that from the 80s?
Yeah.
It's old school. I wonder if she's still doing the Pop-Tart bit.
I'm sure she is.
I like a good
The last time I saw her, she was on YouTube. She was just so relaxed sitting in the chair like she'd done it one bazillion times.
Yeah.
It was like obligatory.
That's what she told that little teenage girl, too. This is obligatory. I'm Paula Poundstone.
It didn't. It didn't work for her or Jerry Lee Lewis.
Hey, lady! we're raising money for fucking MS.
No, it's a DS.
Hey, lady! Great balls of fire!
That's a different Jerry Lewis. He married his cousin, lady. Thanks for listening on this Friday. Go out and do some fun shit this weekend and tune back in on Monday for more madness and the story of Paula Poundstone.
Rock on.
Peace out and metal.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey there, you taggots, looking for something fun to do in the next couple weeks? Well, I sure hope so, because you don't want to sit at home. It's not so cold anymore. If you're looking for fun, something funny, this Friday is Paula Poundstone at the McDonald Theater. She's been around for a while, a veteran in the comedy scene. Go check her out and go online to find out where you can get your tickets and whatnot. The next night at the Dixie Creek Saloon, that's Saturday, January 19th, Crooked River Ramblers. Go check it out. They're playing with Abandoned Shoe and the Milestones. That's at the Dixie. It's a free show. It starts about 9 o'clock. Also, if you're not in that area and you're in Eugene, go to the McDonald Theater for the next night. It's Slightly Stupid. That should be a good show if you like that kind of stuff. Go check that out. Also, Wednesday, January 23rd at the Roseland Theater up in Portland, we got Down, War Beast, and Harp, which is going to be a cool Southern Stoner Doom Metal show. January 25th at John Henry's, we've got Ninth Moon Black, Cold Blue Mountain, and Anti-Kathira, 9 p.m. showtime, 21 and over, $5 at the door. February 1st in Portland, it's at the Hawthorne Theater. We got DRI with Rendered Useless and Guillotine. That's going to be a great hardcore punk rock show. I've heard rumors that Wehrmacht might be opening that one up. We will see. If that's not your cup of tea, go to the Ash Street Saloon that night. That's also in Portland. Witch Mountain will be having an LP release show. Their new album, Cauldron of the Wild, is being released on vinyl. It's a purple marbled vinyl, so you can go there to that show, watch them play, and get a copy of their new LP. Also playing is Portland Greats Tiësto, and then two bands from New Orleans, Solid Giant and Red Shield. That's an 8:30 show, 21 and over at the Ash Street Saloon, $8 at the door. Saturday, February 2nd, it's Yob. Can't wait for that show. At Bronx in Portland, the Rolling Through the Universe will also be playing, and it's their CD release show as well. And opening the show, Usnia. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's going to be a great doom show. Go check that out. And if you're into comedy instead of doom metal, go to the Schnitz, Arlene Schnitzel Concert Hall in Portland. Lewis Black, February 2nd. That's going to be a great show. I just watched a special of his the other night, and he's still as funny as ever. Also at the Schnitz on Wednesday, February 9th, at Soundgarden, promoting their new album. Tickets are sold out, so if you don't have your tickets, just forget about it. And maybe you can plan on going to see Nashville Pussy at John Henry's on February 11th. That's a Monday night. They're touring, coming through town, getting some bigger names into Eugene. Nashville Pussy is going to be a great show at John Henry's, so go check that out. February 19th at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland, we got our buddies in 30 Pound Test opening up the show for the Maximum Cavalera Tour featuring Soulfly, Insight, and Lodi Kong. I believe all members of the band include Cavaleras on their roster. That's why it's the Maximum Cavalera Tour. So check that out. Also, bigger names coming to John Henry's in March. March 3rd, we got Reverend Horton Heat and Guttermouth. So check your local listings for that. One more comedy show that I wanted to announce, February 22nd. It's a Friday night at the Baghdad Theater in Portland with Tristan Spillman and friends. We'll get more details on that. That's a $5 show, 21 and over. Usually starts about 10 o'clock, but we'll get more concrete details for you in the coming week. So thanks for listening, and get out and do something fun, you guys. And when you get back, you can listen to another episode of the TagCast podcast. Peace out, Nuckas.
TagCastPodcast.com.